The mayor of Sioux Falls is hosting his third annual Big Sioux River Water Summit tomorrow. Conservationists, city officials, and agriculture specialists are discussing projects to improve the water quality near the Big Sioux River. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Aaron Myros has more.
Jesse Nines is an environmental analyst and water quality specialist with the city of Sioux Falls. He says this year the mayor decided to host the summit in Brookings, hoping to engage more people in the discussion of water quality.
We decided this year to take it to Brookings, and the biggest reason is we wanted to give the opportunity to others in our watershed. The Big Sioux River watershed starts north of Watertown and goes all the way down to the Dakota border of Iowa. So we wanted to give other people an opportunity to attend, see what's going on in the watershed, and really see how they can get involved in our water quality project, because it does affect such a big area.
The Big Sioux Water Project is a collaboration between the city of Sioux Falls and the surrounding counties. Part of the project aims to put buffers along streams to act as filters and prevent livestock waste from polluting the river.
Big Sioux River in this area is considered impaired by the state of South Dakota water quality standards for bacteria and total suspended solids. So that's basically the sediment in the water. Those are the two main issues that we're bringing awareness to, but a lot of the talks are just water quality in general as well, but those are the two issues that the people here in Sioux Falls are looking at.
Other topics at the summit include stormwater management and workshops on rain barrels. Nyan says since taking office, water quality has remained a priority for Mayor Huther. He says the mayor is also looking at replacing parts of mowed grass in Sioux Falls with native plants. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Aaron Myros in Sioux Falls.